This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to find out more about an in-person discussion event on how to be a parent with visual impairment, which is happening on Thursday the 20th of June in our London offices, the Grimaldi Building, which is part of the RNIB's Spotlight on Stories Week. Children, Young People and Family Health Services Family Support Officer Jenny Molyneux, who is hosting the discussion event, talking openly about her own experiences of being a visually impaired mum and introducing the CYPF Parenting Guide, joins me now to not only talk about her own experiences of being a visually impaired mum, but also about the upcoming discussion event too. Hello, Jenny, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Morning, Toby. Thank you for having me.
Jenny, I wanted to first ask you how you found it becoming a mum as a visually impaired person, as I am sure becoming a mum could be sort of emotional and stressful for anyone, but adding sort of vision impairment on top must have amplified those emotions and stresses that come with the birth of your child.
Yes, so when I was preparing, sort of when I was pregnant, I was trying to look for information around sort of being a VI parent, what sort of things are available, practical support really, Toby. So things like, how am I going to make up a bottle if I can't see where the liquid is, changing a nappy, also bathing my baby, doing that in a way that's safe. And there actually wasn't that much information. There was a lot of YouTube videos that I got told to watch, but being a visually impaired mum-to-be, watching a YouTube video wasn't very helpful for me because I couldn't see what was happening on the screen because they weren't audio described. I'm registered severely sight impaired. I've got a degenerative genetic condition called reverse retinitis pigmentosa. So accessing videos just wasn't really an option for me at all. So after having my little girl, it was very stressful in the sense that I didn't really know what I was meant to be doing. I relied on my husband and other people around me just to start supporting me, really, to try and get those bits of information. And yeah, so making bottles, learning how to do that using talking weighing scales, for example. So 1 mil equals 1 gram. So you can pour your boiling water into your bottle and use your weighing scales to make up. Now, I didn't know that. I found that out from, do you know what? I can't even remember where I found that out. It was just one of those things. I think somebody told me, you do know that 1 mil equals 1 gram. But when you've got baby brain, you're not thinking that, you know, you've lack of sleep, you're not really thinking straight. But that information, all that practical support that the parenting guide, that the RNIB have produced, that's what I really needed and would have made a massive difference just to me being able to prepare and feel sort of ready to do this. Because originally I wanted to feed my baby myself, but unfortunately my little girl was born with a tongue tie and she couldn't latch on. So all of those plans that I thought the way I was going to be able to do it, I wasn't able to. And not only that, I didn't get the support from the feeding team in regards to breastfeeding. The tongue tie could have been sorted, but they didn't know how to support a visually impaired mum to breastfeed, which, again, was really upsetting because that's what I wanted to do. I needed to do it by touch, but they kept saying you need to look, and looking isn't something that I was able to do. So I think a lot of those sort of frustrations and anxieties could have been avoided if I'd had access to more information and support.
And was there much support from the sort of health services, from the hospital and the midwives and stuff? Did they understand about your visual impairment?
No. So the midwifery services, I think I saw the same midwife twice in the whole of my pregnancy. I saw a consultant twice. So every time I go in to see a midwife, I'm having to repeat my story. They're asking me the same questions about my sight loss. they actually raised some safeguarding concerns because I was asking for help, which was misconstrued, if you will. I was asking for help about, you know, I want to know how to bath my baby. I want to know how I can do that safely. And that wasn't because I'm not safe. That wasn't because there was a safeguarding concern. That's because I've never been shown before and I've never bathed a baby before. So I wanted that help. And because I was pregnant through the tail end of COVID, all the antenatal sessions and lessons that they used to have, the face-to-face ones, were all cancelled. There was nothing. And again, it was watch a YouTube video. And again, that just wasn't. So because the safeguarding concern was raised, obviously they came out to see me and realised there was no safeguarding concerns at all. But that then sort of put that in my head about, there's a bit of mistrust there, if that makes sense. And I was a bit reluctant to ask for further help, which, you know, later on down the line, through after having my little girl, when I became poorly, was exacerbated because I didn't want to ask for help, because I then got it into my head that they were going to do a safeguarding referral and then they were going to take my little girl off me, which I now know from getting better and being in a much better place, that is not the case at all. But unfortunately, because there wasn't a continuity of care, that was something that was foremost in, unfortunately, myself getting poorly. However, after having my little girl, I had an amazing health visitor, and I had the same health visitor, and she was the one who really supported me. She'd never supported a visually impaired mum before, but she was really proactive and, you know, we'll do this together, Jenny, and we'll find ways to support you. And she was really supportive and proactive and asked questions and went to find information, which was really helpful. But like I say, unfortunately, my mental health took quite a bit of a nosedive, and I became very poorly.
And I suppose, obviously, now we have this parenting guide as well as the upcoming discussion event. Why is it so important to have this upcoming discussion event, you know, to sort of, I suppose, show other visually impaired parents, you know, sort of how you can bring up a child as a visually impaired person?
Absolutely. And being a visually impaired parent, it's fantastic. I know, I love being a mum. I do things differently. And I think it's really important to start having these conversations, to open discussions, to have safe spaces for parents to ask questions and to feel supported and not feel judged. And I think having these parenting panels and having these conversations, inviting other VI parents to come and join in with the conversation, we're supporting, we're sharing ideas, we are, you know, sharing funny stories. We've all got funny stories about nappy changes or weaning where it's all gone horribly wrong and everybody's got covered in something. But, you know, to have those conversations, to share those stories, to know that you're not the only parent who, you know, might be struggling at the time, you know, to get advice from other parents. That's why it's really important to, you know, shine a spotlight on VI parents and, you know, showcase all the things that we can do as VI parents. We're amazing. As parents with a vision impairment, we are so solution focused and we look for ways that we can get around certain situations, you know, and we do, things do go wrong and that's okay. And we do have tough days and that is also okay. You know, nobody gets it right 100% of the time. A sighted, fully sighted parent wouldn't get it right 100% of the time. So it's really important that we can support VI parents, and having the new parenting guides that the Children, Young People and Families Service have created is a real good foundation and a really good starting point for anybody who is looking to become a parent. So if they're preparing to get pregnant, the first guide is really good and talks about pregnancy and preparing to be a new parent and sort of the first 12 months of baby's life. And then the second VI parenting guide talks about toddlers, talks about potty training, which is the bit I'm currently in with my little girl at the moment. But it just gives those practical solutions and the information and to help so they can show it to other professionals to support them and, you know, to show to family members as well. And I think, you know, hopefully these guides are a starting point for parents to be able to access practical information. And also, if they need to talk to somebody about being a VI parent, then they can contact the Children and Young People and Family Service, and we can support them with information and advice on practical solutions and where they can get accessible information as well.
And what would you like other visually impaired people to take away from by attending the event, hearing yours and the other speakers' stories of parenting as a visually impaired person?
I think I'd love everybody to go away feeling really positive that actually being a VI parent, it's fabulous. You know, we as VI parents, you know, we do such a good job, and we're raising our young little people in a way that, you know, we're educating them in compassion, and, you know, they don't know any different. My daughter knows absolutely no different. She knows mummy can't see properly. She knows that daddy can see. And just the way that children adapt as well to having a VI parent. My little girl passes me things to look at so I can feel them, whereas she lobs stuff at a dad because she knows that dad can see and catch it. So, you know, from this, I'd really like VI parents to feel supported. I'd like them to feel that they've got a voice, that they can turn to the RNIB for support, and that the support will be there, that they are listened to and people are hearing them, and just to feel that sense of community, and that, you know, the RNIB are here to support VI parents. And I just hope that they get something really positive, and it'd be really interesting to speak to the parents who are attending the event next Thursday afterwards, just to see what they did get from it, and to see how, you know, moving forward, how they feel that the RNIB can support them in the future.
Jenny, how much does it help having an understanding employer, as you were one of the RNIB's eye care liaison officers and ECLO prior to the birth of your child, and now you are a CYPF family support officer, which I think may have sort of fitted a bit better around childcare and other things, but it is so important to have an understanding employer, isn't it?
I am incredibly lucky that the RNIB have been an amazingly understanding employer. Following the birth of my little girl, I was very poorly and I did have an extended amount of time off work, but the RNIB really supported me. They gave me the space and time to be able to get all the help and support from the medical professions that I needed. They gave me the opportunity to get better. And I loved being an eye care liaison officer. I really enjoyed supporting patients within the clinic. But coming back into work following having my little girl, working full time just wasn't going to fit with me. And the RNIB gave me the opportunity to work from home as a family support officer, part-time hours, which has really helped and fit in with my ongoing recovery from having my little girl, but also gives me the time to still spend with Theodora, my little girl, so I still get time to do all the fun mum stuff. But I'm also supporting families who have children with vision impairment to access support, and also VI parents as well. So I'm incredibly lucky that the RNIB have been amazingly supportive to me, and I really appreciate that. And hopefully now, you know, moving forward, we can go forward and support VI parents like myself, and making sure that they are accessing and getting the support that they need to be amazing parents that they're going to be.
And Jenny, if listeners would like to find out more about the RNIB's Children's Young People and Families Health Services, the Parenting Guide, or just find out a bit more about what support is on offer to blind and partially sighted parents, where is the best place for people to go to find out more?
So you can search for the RNIB's Parenting Guides, the VI Parenting Guides, if they go to the RNIB website on www.rnib.org.uk and search for VI Parenting Guide. They can contact the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, or they can email the CYPF team on cypf@rnib.org.uk, and one of the family support officers will get back in contact with them and will be able to offer them advice, information and support around parenting.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Jenny, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio about your experiences of being a mother as a visually impaired person. Good luck with the upcoming discussion event, and we will be hopefully catching up with you and the other two speakers after the event too.
That's brilliant. Thank you, Toby.